Kubernetes throttling, a journaled shock, and the eternal case for boring tech. A thread running through the week's infrastructure stories is the gap between what engineering communities know and what gets deployed in production. The Kubernetes CPU limits analysis, explaining how the Linux CFS scheduler can throttle pods that appear to be well within their resource allocations, producing latency spikes that look like application bugs, has circulated in various forms for years. Its 31 points and 18 comments undersell its practical importance for platform engineers inheriting clusters they did not design. The systemd journaled disk write amplification bug is more immediately alarming. A GitHub issue documents that a single logline can trigger 49 kilobytes of disk writes on X4 and over 110 kilobytes on BTRFS because of how journaled handles metadata, fsync behavior, and filesystem journal entries. For high-throughput applications with verbose logging, the write amplification can consume a meaningful fraction of storage I/O budget invisibly. The HN community took the issue seriously, 226 points and 156 comments, and multiple commenters independently confirmed the behavior through their own measurements, converting a single bug report into a broadly actionable signal. The resurfacing of Dan McKinley's 2015 essay "Choose Boring Technology" generated a 2026 comment thread that extends the original argument into new territory. McKinley's premise that every unfamiliar technology in a stack carries an innovation token cost, and organizations have a limited budget for operating systems they don't deeply understand, now contends with AI-generated code. Commenters argued that AI tooling trained on well-documented, widely used stacks performs better, produces more idiomatic code, and provides more useful debugging assistance than tooling trained on exotic frameworks. The 2026 corollary, choosing boring technology may now also mean better AI assistance, a benefit McKinley could not have anticipated. A post on compaction mechanics in the PI distributed database earned 174 points for detailed writing about real engineering trade-offs, why LSM tree compaction is expensive, what PI does differently, and what the throughput and latency implications are. The Lumebri project, which runs mixture of experts models on a peer-to-peer swarm using the Calibri framework, scored only 31 points but points toward a real problem. Distributing compute for large models will require creative infrastructure approaches, and a P2P prototype is a cheap way to explore the design space.